3TIPS. A top official from the early days of the Department of Homeland Security says there is no silver bullet to protect the United States from a possible terrorist attack. Speaking on this morning's Focus 580 program, former DHS Deputy Secretary Admiral James Loy said a 100% guaranteed solution is not available for protecting the country, but he says they've made major progress in preventing future plane hijackings.
So it is about hardened cockpit doors. It is about federal air marshals. It is about guns in the cockpit. It is about trained professionals at the checkpoints of airports as opposed to those things in the past. Challenge to me in aviation today, we've concentrated mightily on the passengers that get into the cabin of the aircraft. We probably still have a little bit of work to do on the cargo that goes into the belly of the aircraft.
Loy says they're still working on more effective ways to screen airport luggage. He says another major concern is the hundreds of thousands of containers that enter the country daily through commercial ports. Loy says it's difficult to maintain a high level of security while allowing trade to move freely. The country's economic downturn won't take away from retirement funds that come through the state of Illinois, the agencies that handle those benefits, the teachers' retirement system, the state university's retirement system, and the State Board of Investment issued a statement today indicating those monies remain secure as they're protected under the Constitution. Investment Board Director William Atwood says the goal of building an investment portfolio is to provide protections that come with an economic crisis and bring positive returns through the course of a business cycle.
What the State Board of Investment's portfolio is experiencing, and I'm confident this is true for the other portfolios, is that, you know, we are down year to date, but not nearly as much as the global equity markets are, because we have exposure to other securities, you know, such as bonds, such as hedge funds, such as real estate, that gives us protection in a negative environment.
While a large number of assets will help secure retirement funds for teachers, university faculty, judges, and others, the outlook for Illinois' income based on investments isn't as positive. University's retirement system executive director Dan Slack cites a lag in returns for fiscal 2008, as well as the first quarter of the current fiscal year. But he says economists expect that to change by early in the next calendar year. The economy is taking hits on Indiana government, but officials say the state is in better shape than many others. Indiana Office of Management and Budget Director Ryan Kitchell says while some states are facing deficit budgets, laying off employees, and seeking loans or bonds to stay afloat, Indiana has taken steps to prepare for bad times. He says the steps have included balancing the state's budget, making hundreds of millions of dollars in back payments owed to schools, universities, and local governments, and building the state's reserves. Indiana finished the fiscal year ending June 30th with a budget surplus of about $1.4 billion. That's in part because of spending restraints Governor Mitch Daniels ordered last December after revenue projections were lowered. It's 4:33.
Today's programs are made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Tenant Union, helping people resolve housing problems for more than 30 years. The Tenant Union is a proud member of Community Shares of Illinois, a choice for payroll donation at work, on the web at cs-il.org.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Thanks, Jim. Plenty of sunshine across the two-state area. Temperatures generally in the 70s. There are a few holdouts actually a couple in the mid-60s. Freeport and Rochelle in northern Illinois are both at 64 degrees. Waukegan's at 66, and South Bend and Goshen in Indiana are at 66 and 67 degrees, respectively. Then we get up to the upper 60s, but all of central Illinois, at least in the low 70s and into the middle 70s, with Rantoul, the hot spot in the area, at 77 degrees, and just to our south in Robinson, up to 79 degrees. And all that with dew point temperatures that generally low in the 30s and 40s, and even a few 20-degree dew point temperatures up to the north. So the very dry air warms up nicely during the day. Sun sets, that dry air cools off quickly, and we're going to be dropping down into low temperatures that in northeast Indiana will settle down into the upper 30s to around 52 degrees in the south, and mid-50s in the Chicago area. Clear sky expected across all of Illinois and Indiana tonight, and another sunny day tomorrow with highs from 68 degrees in far northeastern Illinois up to 83 in the far south. For Champaign-Urbana, a clear sky tonight, the low 46. The wind will be light out of the northeast, and then sunshine tomorrow with a high up to 77 as the wind becomes east to southeasterly at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear for Friday night, the low temperature 54 degrees. Saturday, a mostly sunny day, and it'll feel a little summer-like with a high temperature of around 80 degrees. Partly cloudy Saturday night, the low 59. And Sunday, more sunshine and more warmth. The high temperature, again, around 80. Right now, we have a temperature of 73 degrees on Friends Plaza. At Willard Airport, at the top of the hour, it was 74 degrees. The dew point temperature, 38 for a 27% relative humidity. It's 4:35. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. A downward spiral. That's the dismal assessment of Afghanistan in a draft report by U.S. intelligence agencies. The classified National Intelligence Estimate, or NIE, won't be released until after the November election, but government officials who have reviewed it have described its contents to New York Times reporters, including Eric Schmidt, who covers terrorism and national security, and who joins us now. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Eric, what does this draft of the NIE say about the strength of the Taliban?